the World Wide Web. Welcome to Phantom Radio, presented by the Kegel Company, the number one lane maintenance company in the world. Well, Phantom fans, this week's special guest is with us again, as we ran out of time last week. He's a highly respected in the industry, and he's a winner of two BPAA Special Achievement Awards. The first as architect of the highly successful BPAA National Youth Bowling Promotion in the mid-80s called Super Bowling Saturday. The second as chairman of the BPAA Equipment and Products Committee for extensive work of the system of bowling, which led to the first real ABC-WIBC lane oil distribution rule in the early 90s. He was a bowling equipment specialist with AMF Cubica, AMF, for 40 years. And for the past 31 years, he was the ABC-USBC National Tournament Equipment Installation Supervisor. He also invented, along with Kegel, the slope scale, which is the definitive method for defining gravitational effects on bowling ball motion. He's a smart guy, and he's here to pass along knowledge and information. So here again is Mr. Lou Trunk. Hello, Lou, and welcome back to the show.
Hi, Phantom. Good to be with you again.
Well, I've been waiting to get to this part because you've passed along a lot of knowledge already, and we got a lot more to go, and are you ready to do it again?
Yes, absolutely. Let's get with it.
All right. Well, we left off last week, and you mentioned something that I doubt many people had ever heard of before, and that was a gravity wall. We need to talk about that, and we need to talk about some other stuff. But, you know, before I start asking you a bunch of questions, I want to get from you what you think we should be talking about, because we only got one more time to go. So in order of importance, what do you want to talk about?
Well, we should start off maybe with some of the things that we found out when we were doing this topography research. It was so intriguing and wonderful. It took many, many months. We started about 2009, and of course, the first thing that came out of it that was the best of all things that came out of it was the Kegel lane map. This is a device that goes up and down the lane by itself, and it takes 1,500 readings of the lane's topography. And it does so and comes back to the foul line by itself, and then you move it to the next lane. It does this in 7 minutes. So in 7 minutes, it takes 1,500 readings. And when I was on my hands and knees in the old days in the 90s, and I was measuring ABC tournament lanes to try to figure out some correlation between, you know, the shape of the lane and the scoring pace on a certain pair, it took me 3 days, okay, to take 200 readings per lane, about 200, on the 40-lane center. I mean, 3 days on your hands and knees with a ABC level and a depression gauge and a paper and pencil, right?
Yeah.
And so now Kegel invents this thing that does 1,500 reading more accurately in 7 minutes. Well, you know, that was a huge deal. You remember back in the day when we were spraying lanes and then to figure out what our pattern looked like, we would smear our finger across there. It was kind of the tactile smear test. Needless to say, opinions varied, you know, on how much oil was out there, right? Well, then Brunswick invented the pickup device and reader, right? Well, that revolutionized, you know, the application of oil, right?
Sure.
Well, now the same is true. You know, today, Kegel came up with this way of actually measuring the lane. Part of the problem with the USBC inspection people, I mean, they're volunteers, and, you know, you can't expect them to spend a week, right, inspecting a bowling center. It's just, you can't do it quickly enough. Well, now, you know, Kegel addressed that problem. So that was probably the biggest thing. Secondly, since we had a mapper, we were able to go out in the real world and just see how bad it was. We suspected, you know, that since lanes hadn't been reflattened by these resurfacers, you know, these craftsmen that would come in annually or every other year and reflatten wooden lanes, you know, well, no one's been in to reflatten a synthetic lane house, you know, for maybe 20 or 30 years. And so we're saying, my goodness, you know, millions of balls have been dropped on these lanes and rolled down these lanes. You know, I wonder what it's done to it, right? And so,
right.
But now we have a mapper. So we go out there and we find out that it's pretty bad. You know, in fact, we had trouble finding even one lane that was within USBC specification of being flat the entire length of the lane to within 40 thousandths. I mean, we couldn't find one lane, let alone one bowling center. So you know, it had gotten, you know, out of hand. So that was a big discovery. Third is that gravity influences, they act exactly like friction influence. By that I mean a depression acts to the ball, the ball reads it just like a dry spot. And a crown is read by the ball just like a wet spot. And so if you're bowling in and the lane's depressed, meaning that it's a little tiny valley there, you can't see it with the naked eye, obviously, but it's a little valley, and your ball's on the slope of this little valley, well, the ball reads that exactly like a dry spot. Exactly. And if you're on a crown, the opposite is true. It reads that just exactly like a wet spot. And what's interesting is the bigger the slope of this crown or depression, well, the more the ball reads it as drier or wetter. And so that was cool, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth thing is that you can't fix a gravity problem with a friction solution. So if you're on this crown or depression, let's say a depression, the head's depressed a little bit, and you can't pour more oil on this depression to make it not act like a dry spot. And so the two things are independent, and they're cumulative, and they're separate. And so we found that interesting. And then finally, that the fact that most lanes are depressed out there favors a certain style, and it seriously hurts another style. Depression favors the power player. And so it's not hard to understand why power players, you know, are doing pretty well.
Exactly, especially nowadays, because the bowling balls also help a power player because they hook so much. The power players can throw it much harder than a regular player, straight player. So they've got a tremendous advantage.
That's right. And let me give you a good example, a golf analogy. Let's say you're on a putting green. And you have two putts. They're both 20-foot putts, and they both are on the same side slope, the same degree of side slope. But one's uphill and one's downhill. Okay, they're two putts, one uphill, one downhill, both the same length, and both on the same side slope. The downhill putt will always break a lot more than the uphill putt. Why? Because the break is based on the time spent on the slope. And so you have to hit the downhill putt a lot slower. And so it spends more time on the slope. The uphill putt, you hit harder. And so it doesn't spend as much time on the slope. And so the same is true in bowling. The faster guy throws it through the break. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, in a golf term, where you hit the putt too hard, I knocked it through the break.
Yep.
Well, the faster player is going to not be as influenced. His ball will not be as influenced by the gravity problem. And so the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's well explained because there's a whole lot of technicality there. And, you know, Lou, I need you to hang on for a minute because I need to talk about our Storm Bowling Trivia Contest for a minute, okay?
Great.
All right. Rest your voice for about 1 minute. As Phantom fans, this week we're going to have another one of our popular Storm Bowling Trivia Contests. And as you know, we have a Storm Bowling Trivia Contest every month, and we award a lot of great prizes. And this contest will go for 1 week, so you'll have to submit your answer to me before midnight on Sunday, May 27th, to be eligible to win. Okay, the May Storm Bowling Trivia Contest question is, What item, along with Kegel, did our guest invent? Well, this was mentioned earlier in the show, in fact, in the introduction, so if you missed it, simply go back and listen again. It's just that easy. Remember, you must send me that answer before midnight on Sunday, May 27th. And please be sure to send your answer to me at saveoursport@yahoo.com. And remember, you must be a Phantom Fan Club member to participate, so join today. Okay, Lou, I hope you're rested up because we're back from that short break, and I can't tell you how glad that you're here with us. As anyone knows, the number one thing that John was into was passing along knowledge and information as to what we're doing. So I want to thank you again. And, you know, we're about halfway through with this show already. Unbelievable how fast the time goes. But before we do run out, what else do you want to mention today?
One thing is I'd like to thank Storm for being, you know, for helping us in this topography study. Their guys were very, very helpful that they sent in their professional bowlers, Weber, Norm Duke, Pete Weber, Norm Duke, and Rhino. And so Storm, you know, they're right there with John and you and a lot of other guys. Hey, this is about fairness and it's about the sport, you know. And you know, as these FECs, these family entertainment centers, begin to, you know, proliferate all over the place, you know, there's not as much of a emphasis, you know, on the sport. And so that's kind of taken away a little bit of the you know, what we're doing, what we're talking about, because there's fewer leagues, bowling and so forth. But we need to, you know, address the fairness issue. And USBC, to their credit, you know, is doing that. They're changing their inspection procedure to now look at 5 spots, all different from the previous 3. And so then they'll move those spots every year so that their hope is that over time it'll flatten out the lanes, you know, that have been neglected for all these years. You know, through no one's fault, it's just that we've gone from a mostly woodhouse situation, mostly wooden lanes, to mostly synthetic, and you know, we haven't quite kept up with this change.
Yeah, for sure. And you hit the nail on the head by mentioning before about fairness. You know, I was doing a lot of research back in the day. In fact, when I first went to work for Kegel, and you know, way back a long time ago, when bowling centers were only 2 and 4 lanes, the proprietor was usually a bowler, and he took care of the lanes himself. And then as time went by, way up into the 40s and 50s, the bowling proprietors were bowlers. Well, nowadays, like you say, there's more entertainment centers, and the lanes are 60 laners and 58 laners and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. All this kind of stuff gets put by the wayside, and they don't realize that there's a problem. Other than hearing once in a while, oh, your lanes are hooking. So the guy at the desk tells the manager who's not even there most of the time, he writes a note to the lane man, who is usually the mechanic, puts them more in the middle. So they always try to solve the problem by putting more in the middle, and all it does is make things worse.
Right. It's an unbelievable situation. And getting back to your earlier question about you know, that's basically a wall, an oil wall, where you're putting more oil in the middle and less on the outsides. And so as a bowler misses to the right, it hooks more. And as he misses left, it hooks less, so that he has more boards that he can hit and maintain the pocket, right, and keep his ball in the pocket. Well, the same is true of gravity, okay? Imagine the lane like the Winter Olympics when we were watching a half pipe, you know, the half pipe. You know, it's a little exaggerated, but it's a good analogy, especially for radio. Imagine that as your lane. Well, if that was the shape of the lane, okay, the middle's kind of flat, right? And both sides are sloped up. And so the more I miss to the right, the more gravity is going to help that ball back to the left. And the more I miss to the left, gravity is not going to influence the ball, so it'll, it, it, won't, it won't hook as much. And so there, just like there's a friction wall, you know, an oil wall, there's also a gravity wall that's been developed over the years, because obviously most of the balls roll down the middle, right? And so most lanes are depressed, and so they're all little kind of half pipes, you know? And so that, again, favors the powerful player that can cover a lot of bowling, because as he misses right, he's going to hit that half pipe uphill deal, right? He's not only going to get more help because it's drier, you know, from an oil standpoint out that way, but also there's more influence to the left from gravity. So, boom, the rich get richer again and the poor get poorer again. And so, but you know, I wanted to explain that situation.
You know, you mentioned golf, and there's a golf course. It's a beautiful course up in Idaho, Coeur d'Alene. It's a resort course. Costs like $180 to go play. And I went up there one time. And I'll tell you what, it's the easiest course I ever seen in my life. They got hills on the sides and flat in the middle. If you missed to the right, it bounced off the hill.
Yeah.
And it was a walled up golf course. Unbelievable.
Yes, that's true. And you know, the same is true of today's lanes. But unfortunately, you know, the straighter player, he's in trouble, because he's going to be playing on the wrong side of that side slope in the head area. Let's say the first half of the lane, if it's kind of bowl shaped, you know, any bowl. I'm not saying that anything looks like a half pipe. I'm just trying to get it in the mind's eye of the listener. But if he's, you know, playing the second arrow, let's say, and he's setting the ball down on the downhill side of a depression, on the slope that's going toward the middle of the lane from his hand. And so right away, there's a big, huge energy loss, just like it hit a dry spot. You know, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, it acting just like dry. So it won't hit. He's losing a larger percentage of his power to the friction, right? You know, it's not really friction in this case, it's gravity. And so now the ball doesn't have as much when it gets to the pocket, right? Whereas the boomer, he's way left, right? And he's playing on the left-hander's depression, which for him is a crown. Okay, so he gets pinched, you see? And there's not a smaller percentage of the energy in his ball lost. So, again, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. I mean, it's way better to play a depressed lane from way deep, right? And some guys just don't have enough hand to get there.
Well, Lou, it's unbelievable. We're out of time, and you did a wonderful job of explaining all this. And I know I'm going to get a lot of emails, so I'll probably be sending you some questions down the road. But, Pards, I enjoyed talking with you. And
great.
It's the fastest show with all the sports.
Great. One thing, Lou, I have all along, you know, doing this research, I was writing research papers, and they're all on my website. If somebody wants to really get into it, it's bowlinginstallations.com. Check the topography research. All the papers are on there, you know.
Give us that website again, all right? Because you blacked out a little bit there.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's bowlinginstallations.com. And there, John wasn't present all the time, so I was keeping him abreast of what we were doing, what was happening, and I recorded them all on my website there. And so no one's read them, of course, but you know, they're there if you want to see the step-by-step procedure we were following.
Ah, that's wonderful. I know about it because I was working together with a friend of yours, Ted Thompson, but that's another story. But anyway, Pards, that's going to wrap up another show for this week, and I hope that you all enjoyed it and you enjoyed hearing from Lou Trunk. We look forward to talking to all of you again next week, when we'll have yet another interesting guest to talk to. And Lou, you stay available, because I'm going to be getting in touch with you from time to time, and I appreciate you coming out and helping us out and explaining all this. And in closing, we sincerely want to thank our sponsors, ElitePro Bowling.com, Storm Bowling Products, and Brad Edelman. from High Roller fame, and we appreciate all that they do to keep us coming back to you each and every week. So for Phantom Radio, this is the Phantom.